Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Wildlife Division Chief Jeb Williams. Today we're going to talk about the deer lottery. Jeb, deer hunters will have more opportunities this year.
They will. We're excited to announce, Mike, that the 2020 Deer Proclamation, there's going to be 3,550 more licenses than last year. So for a total of 69,050 licenses. If folks remember, that was last year, we made a pretty big jump from the year before. So over the last 2 years, we've made a jump of deer licenses, approximately 14,000 more opportunities out there for the public. And we all can agree that that's a good thing.
Jeb, every 5 years, you and your big game biologist kind of come up with a goal. What is that goal?
So our five-year goals are coming to an end, and that goal for this round was 75,000 deer licenses. And so, you know, we're not going to get there, but the thing is they're just a goal, and it's just a number to kind of shoot for. And the thing is, we're in a much different place these last 5 years trying to increase and reach a goal versus when our deer goals were first implemented. We were very high. We were record high licenses in North Dakota, to where we needed to put some goals on the table to establish what's more of a socially manageable deer population in the state. So at that point in time, the goal was to try to bring deer numbers down. Now we're just in a much different period of time where we're striving for more deer licenses, but we're also getting to the point now where we are going to start having some social challenges out there with deer on the landscape. Once we start getting into the 70 to 80,000 for deer license numbers, we know that's usually a trigger point for when we do start seeing across the board social challenges with deer numbers. So, we're getting close to that, which in a lot of ways is a good problem to have, but that's something the department's going to have to be working on.
How do we determine the numbers, I guess?
So we use a variety of different things. You know, we have some very important data that we collect during the winter months, which is our winter whitetail surveys. Of course, we're not able to complete those surveys every year because it is dependent on snow amount on the landscape. So the years where we have adequate snow amount and we can accurately count deer from the air, we're able to do that, and that gives us some really good information that we've been collecting for 60 years. We also look at the previous year hunter success rate. That's always a good indicator of how plentiful deer are on the landscape. A unit by unit management with our 38 units that we have across the state of North Dakota. We also, you know, look at landowner tolerance. Again, talking about the social component, knowing what kind of problems landowners may or may not be having as far as, you know, that number of deer on the landscape. Field observations, input from our department, input from the public at a variety of different public advisory board meetings across the state always helps us give a good indicator of what that deer population is doing. Is it going up? Is it going down? And those are then some of the challenges as far as if we want to continue that those numbers to go up and down, and we know the opinions always vary on that.
Okay, you mentioned deer are managed by units. Most people probably know that, but explain.
Yeah, so again, across the state we have management regions. Those are the bigger chunks where the habitat is close to the same in those regions, in those management regions. And then usually that's broke down into five, six, sometimes more actual units, deer hunting units in those management regions, which makes up the 38 units we have across the state. So, you know, we try to manage consistently with what the habitat is on the ground, on, you know, on those landscapes, whether it's more of a wooded landscape, whether it's more of a prairie type landscape. Those different areas again are broke down. Badlands, for example, those areas are broke down by management regions, which then make up our 38 different deer units all across the state.
Okay, let's talk whitetail numbers, Jeb.
Whitetail numbers are continuing to look better. Most of the licenses that we're increasing this year are attributed to increased numbers of whitetail deer on the landscape. And the eastern part of the state has lagged behind a little bit over the last number of years. And fortunately this year we're seeing six units in the eastern part of the state where we're having increase in licenses. And then the rest of the units in the eastern part of the state are at least staying the same from last year.
Jeb, why are those numbers going up?
Well, I think it's attributed to a number of different things, Mike. I mean, we have been very conservative with our harvest strategy with deer over the last number of years in an attempt to increase the population. We've been fortunate, lucky with some weather situations, with some winter weather, and most of the state has seen pretty decent winters. I mean, we've had a touch of winter, no doubt, but we haven't been really blasted as bad as some other winters, and so that's a helpful thing. And I think it's attributed to, you know, to several different things.
Okay, let's talk mule deer numbers.
Mule deer numbers appear to be in good shape. Stable, I guess, is what I would say. Big game supervisor Bruce Stillings just got done completing the spring mule deer survey, and overall mule deer numbers are up a little bit. Showed they got through the winter really well in the western part of the state and our 8 management units out there, and we're going to be seeing an increase of mule deer licenses in unit 4B and then a decrease of licenses in 4D south of the interstate. So they kind of balance each other out, and we're going to be issuing the same number of mule deer licenses as we issued last year.
We typically get more deer applicants than we have licenses for. Are there strategies that people can do to better their odds?
No doubt there is. You know, obviously there's majority of our people that want to apply for a license want to shoot a buck, put in for that antlered segment of that. And I understand that. I get that as a deer hunter. But if a person wants to deer hunt, your odds go up tremendously, almost to a guarantee in majority units that if you put in for an antlerless tag, you're going to draw it. Just so you can participate in deer hunting, so where you can guarantee that opportunity to put some venison in the freezer.
Right, and not that this is going to happen again this year, but last year there were some units that had concurrent tags.
Correct, yeah, and we'll be looking at that again too in the southwest part of the state, where we do have CWD on the landscape, so our harvest management is a little more aggressive as far as, you know, managing for that little lower deer density in some of those areas. And we did implement for the first time since 2011 a concurrent season, which does allow people to purchase multiple rifle deer licenses. So we did that last year, and we'll be exploring that again this year to see how the first lottery goes and see what's remaining and available for that area or for other areas as well.
Speaking of chronic waste and disease, Jeb, any regulation changes this year?
Well, there is some additions to chronic wasting disease, not necessarily any changes, some additions. As people know, we have chronic wasting disease, have had chronic wasting disease in 3F2. Over the last couple years, we've had positives in 3A1 and 3B1. And then last year, it was documented in deer hunting unit 4B. And so there are some changes to our CWD proclamation that adds as far as baiting and transportation restrictions for those units and some of those units around there. So really encourage people to make sure they're familiar with our chronic wasting disease proclamation. And you know, and really to sum it all up, when it comes to the transportation restrictions, when somebody's deer hunting in those units, is that there's two pieces that we don't want people bringing out of those units. And that's what our transportation restrictions do. They don't allow for people to bring out the brain material or the spinal column. And so we understand there's some inconveniences associated with that, but those are the two items that we don't want people bringing out and potentially contaminating other areas of the state that don't previously have CWD.
Any other changes to the deer proclamation?
Actually, there are a couple additions that I think it'd be good to talk about, Mike. And we talked earlier about just the overall increased number of deer, that trend information that does point to increasing deer numbers across most areas in the state. And we're dealing with that a little bit right around the Bismarck area as well. So north of Bismarck, along the Missouri River, excellent whitetail deer habitat. A fair amount of development taking place in that area, which makes it tough to reduce the number of deer with rifle hunting. And so we're experimenting in that area, just like we've done with the city archery hunts across the state in Minot and Bismarck and Fargo, to where we're adding a herd reduction area to where folks are going to be able to use archery as a tool to help control deer numbers in that area. And we're also doing the same thing south of Mandan. And both these areas are predominantly private land. And again, they're areas where it's very difficult, if not impossible, to use rifles as a way to control deer numbers in that area. And so we're going to experiment in those areas and try to be able to use these herd reduction areas with a more targeted approach to reduce those deer and hopefully increase landowner tolerance. And we're working with the local archery club here in Bismarck that's going to try to incorporate some youth hunting into those areas. And hopefully at the end of the day, all in all, it's going to be a win-win for everybody.
Okay. The big question is when is the deadline and how do you apply?
Deadline, June 3rd, always the first Wednesday in the month of June. Application, very simple, very easy, especially nowadays with where we're at and encouraging people to do things online. And all of our applications can be found online, also over the phone on our 1-800 number. But our online application process is very slick, very easy. If you're not comfortable with that technology, I just really encourage you to visit with somebody that can help you out, because it's a very very easy process that our department has tried to make as user-friendly as possible, and I think we've done a good job of that.
A lot of great information, Jim.
Thanks, Mike.
The application deadline for the 2020 deer gun season is Wednesday, June 3rd. And like Jeb just mentioned, the easiest way to apply is by visiting the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov.
For Wildlife Chief Jeb Williams and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.